This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, one of my favorite guests, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, is going to be with us coming up in the next segment. But I got to tell you, evil is just coming out of the woodwork right now. But so is good. Nationalism, rebirth of Christianity, all over the world. Nationalists are winning and are ahead in the polls. So Pastor Brown has just toured Europe. He said it's on fire. I watched some of the videos on his website over the weekend after he told me about it. It's amazing. So we're going to get to all of that coming up in the next segment, some good news. And then our reporters are on the border. They're in Tijuana. They've already filed some amazing reports to InfoWars.com. That is coming up as well. But here's part of John Bowne's report. That's very, very important. It's not the whole report, but it's part of it. China's baby DNA editing threatens humanity. Here it is.
Dr. Lai Liang Shui at the Guangzhou Institutes of Biomedicine and Health claimed they're the first to successfully alter the genetic makeup of dogs.
This muscle is much stronger.
They doubled the muscle mass of these beagles through the process of gene editing. We knocked out a gene which would ordinarily stop muscles from growing, so these dogs became much more muscular, Lai told us.
Back in 1987, in a lab in Osaka, Japan, the discovery of a clustered, regularly interspaced, short, allodromic repeats DNA sequence system, or what is more commonly known as CRISPR, sent shockwaves through the science community because of the chaotic modifications it could cause upon human DNA.
Is there any way that you can encourage us to allow our compassionate evolution and our evolution of our moral conscience to evolve at the same rate as our technology?
The only way we can proceed is really to have, you know, an open community of people where we invite everyone to get involved. It can't be just the elites doing something and everybody else, you know, sort of trying to figure it out and figure out how it's affecting them.
I'm a believer in the precautionary principle, as I've just said, and I think we have to worry about possible consequences of things that we do. And the ability to edit our own genomes is one thing we ought to worry about. I'm not sure it's so much an ethical problem as a more practical problem. What would the consequences be? Would the consequences be bad? And they might be.
Now, Chinese scientists at the Southern University of Science and Technology in Shenzhen are attempting to create the first gene-edited babies. Utilizing CRISPR, they intend on eliminating a gene known as CCR5 and creating genetically modified babies resistant to HIV, smallpox, and cholera.
It has surprised the scientific community itself, even how rapidly it's been taken up. And how what's amazing is the number of applications that people have come up with.
Scientists have already used CRISPR to engineer mosquitoes to resist malaria. It's also been used to create designer animals, goats with longer hair, and beagles with more muscle.
But does the bad outweigh the good? Aside from the possibility of weakening humanity and making it more susceptible to cancer, for example, scientists worry that once a species is modified, it is changed forever.
So if our original mosquito was AA and our new mosquito was AB, where B is the anti-malaria gene, the baby should come out in four permutations. AA, AB, AA, BA. Instead, with a new gene drive, they all came out AB. Biologically, that shouldn't even be possible. Gene drives are so effective that even an accidental release could change an entire species, and often very quickly. The other piece of bad news is that a gene drive might not stay confined to what we call the target species. That's because of gene flow, which is basically a fancy way of saying that neighboring species sometimes interbreed. The last worrisome thing is that the technology to do this, to genetically engineer an organism and include a gene drive,
okay.
It's something that basically...
The full report's on InfoWars.com, but here's the bottom line. The Chi-Cons are the most godless satanic group on Earth. They are already bringing a social score out where you get basically rounded up and arrested if you're a Christian. So what are they going to put into this? These aren't humans. These are humanoids. We'll talk about it with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on a lot of other subjects straight ahead.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I grow up, I want to see the globalists kicked off this planet.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I could not think of a better guest to come on with us right now. He was born and raised in South Africa, traveled here with his wife and family in the 1980s, as one of the most successful, true Bible-believing churches in the U.S. and huge outreach globally, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. And he's with us for the rest of the hour. KillingUncleSamBook.com is his new book, Revival.com. He has been in Europe and seen how literally on fire they are. I saw some of the videos of thousands, tens of thousands, where he was going out and speaking with Christ and with nationalism and with the understanding of the attack that's going on. Europe is just as awake as Eastern Europe from people that I know that live there. Paul Watson lives in Europe most of the year, lives in Spain now because England's collapsed so bad. And I wanted to get Pastor Brown on, as he just got back, to talk about what he's witnessed, what he's seen. But first, just in general, he predicted South Africa taking the white farmers' land, even land that they'd recently purchased. It's now happening. He predicted so much, and now they've announced in thousands of newspapers, hundreds of thousands of Brits to get microchips to be able to bank or work in government. And now other countries, Sweden wants you to get a chip, and thousands have to get on the train or bus. And now they're pushing it here. And total surveillance and human editing. And, oh, China had clones years ago of humans. It's all coming out in the open. And two different Netflix shows promoting pedophilia. One movie, one show are out right now. The 5-year-olds are being taught they're another sex. Google's coming out with AI where you can't even type in the browser or on a droid. Just like you have an iPhone, it won't let you send cuss words. Well, now it's not going to let you say he or she. That's Reuters. Fearful of bias, Google blocks gender-based pronouns from new AI tool. See? So people can't even write anymore. They know how to do emojis and type, but it won't let you. Just like China is working with Google where you can't send emojis of the Taiwanese flag. It's all here. Everything we've talked about confirmed. But I'd like to say, being on air 23 years, that, oh, I was first to talk about this. But you know where I heard all this was at the evangelical churches that we went to when I was a child. We also went to Baptist churches and, you know, go to Methodist churches, went to family churches. We'd go to different churches. But I was in evangelical churches more than anything. And I'd sit there and think, this sounds like science fiction. But I had a spiritual experience. I knew God was real. And as you get older, you have more experiences. You know just how real God is and the whole spiritual world. And that the enemy knows that, is trying to keep you from it. There aren't really atheists high level, let me tell you. They're devil worshipers. And that's coming out. Because the devil's biggest trick is saying he doesn't exist. They want power over you. And now, everything foretold, not by me 23 years ago, not by those churches 40 years ago, 45 years ago. No, what's in the Bible? It's all happening exactly like it said. And it gives me chills. Pastor Brown, thank you so much for coming on with us. I want to talk about prophecy and where we are historically and how important all this is. And then I want to get into the good news that when the great evil comes in, though, that will cause this great awakening, won't it?
Yes. First of all, again, I was watching you before the previous hour. You on fire. People might not understand your passion, Alex, but when you know all these things, then you know you can't make this stuff up. We're living in the final hour. The final grains of sand are coming through the hourglass. And as you know, all that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. So your voice is important. That's obviously why they try to shut you up. But they're not going to shut you up, and they're not going to shut anyone up that will just stand up for righteousness and will proclaim. And if something happens to us, there'll be many that will come on behind us and take our place. So, you know, it's like the Gideon's 300, you know, the army of 300. So, look, we're living in the final hour. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what's taking place. The censorship, the corruption in the highest levels of government. And as you said something which is so profound, there's not atheists. These people at the highest levels worship Lucifer. And that's what people don't actually understand, that the agenda is actually driven really from the pits of hell. The only solution, as far as what I can see, obviously we've got to get godly people into government and people that will do good, but is the gospel of Jesus Christ being proclaimed and people, you know, putting their life on the line. You know, the early church, the church was built on the blood of the martyrs. So we have to have radical people that will stand up in this hour. So that's one of the things that I felt in my heart to do, was to run to 300 cities of the world in the next 2 years and basically meet with leadership. So I'm looking for like 100 leaders in each city, which we actually did 16 cities of Europe, which I was shocked to tell you what I saw. It was amazing to see actual fact what they are doing. If people think, you know, maybe the governments are corrupt, but there's an army of believers that is being raised up all across Europe. And they're behind the scenes. They're in the Ukraine. They're in Russia. They're in Bulgaria. They're in Hungary. They're in Bratislava. They're in Finland, even Sweden, Norway. I mean, it actually is very encouraging when you travel and then you meet people at the grassroots level, and they made a decision. We're not going out quietly. So here's the thing: I think that the globalists have underestimated. First of all, they think that Christianity is just something that's just somebody's idea. Number one, they think that it can be snuffed out. They think that the Holy Spirit doesn't exist. Well, of course, you know that the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, and he's omniscient, and he's God. So wherever people are on the earth that cry out, he comes and reveals himself to them, and they're from every background of society, young and old, and then God.
Let's expand on this, because and the Bible says this too, but as the spirit of evil accelerates and gets more powerful, I can feel the Holy Spirit get more powerful. As you said last time we met in private, I can't even handle it. Like, I used to sleep so good. Now I'm waking up at 2-3 in the morning, like, just like, stop them, fight them. There's something I'm supposed to do. You like, think about this. And then it keeps coming to me, and it's something I'm not doing on air, because you kind of feel humble and then you don't want to do it. But but I know it's true. We have to call on God. We have to pray. We have to realize it is an evil force we're against. We're not going to be able to beat it. And that's what the Holy Spirit's been telling me. I know that's a very simple statement, but it's also a very profound statement. Can you speak to that?
Well, first of all, when Jesus walked the earth, he told the disciples, he said, I'm going to go away, but I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. He said, he's with you now, but he's going to be in you. And you can read about that, John 14, 15, and 16. And then right at the resurrection, just before he left, he told the disciples, he said, to go tarry at Jerusalem. And he said, you receive power to be witnesses. So, I mean, the disciples could have said, Lord, but we did what you told us. We went in your name. We cast out devils. We laid hands on the sick. But he said, the Holy Spirit's going to come. The promise of the Father, which was actually announced by John the Baptist, who said, I baptize with water, but there's coming one after me, talking of Jesus, who will baptize you with the Holy Ghost fire. So it's that fire that comes into the life of a believer that stirs that believer up to do the extraordinary. As you look through the Old Testament, you see Moses couldn't deliver the children of Israel till he had a burning bush experience. Then you look at the others that were used of God, from David, or we can go through all the Bible characters, but go to Elijah. Elijah outran a chariot of horses. So, I mean, the rains came. He took on the prophets of Baal. Elisha followed in his footsteps, had double the portion that Elijah had. And so Jesus told the disciples, go tarry at Jerusalem.
It's amazing. We're going to go to break and talk more about this. But the enemy talks about this. They know that when they come in to take over, they know that it's going to ignite this. And that's why they're getting so scared. And as you said, you were just in 16 cities, Pastor. I want to come back and talk about the good news of the nationalism. Marie Le Pen in the lead in France. Italy electing a patriot. Romania, Hungary, Poland on fire. The UK fighting back. Merkel and her party being voted out of power. We'll talk about it all with a major, true barnstorming man of God who just came back from Europe.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Live
from the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea. You know, Austin, Texas is really a conservative libertarian town. We've had election fraud for 30, 40 years, totally proven. Once the Democrats take control of a city, you don't have any real voting anymore. That's why they only have blue pockets, though, where they've stolen elections. We've got internal polls, other numbers. The Republicans really won the Senate, which they did, and the House, but you saw the election fraud everywhere. And now, just as Europe was hit with 15 million military-age men, we're being hit. And they are kidnapping kids and smuggling them in and using them as human shields. All last hour, I showed all that. And the UN involved in child sex trafficking as their business, not even a side business. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown has traveled the entire world. He's one of the top real evangelical pastors that goes forth, you know, to all the four corners of the planet. And he is bringing us very positive news, very uplifting news, very good news. We're going to run some B-roll of this that's got some music over it. But he's going to describe what you're seeing for TV viewers and radio listeners. And this dovetails, you know, I trust Verify, of the nationalist, of the Christian revival in Europe, in Brazil, everywhere where you can have real elections, people are voting against the New World Order. But that's why the censorship, that's why the oppression, that's why the targeting of the children young to screw them up before they can think. That's why these bullies target our youth. So, Pastor Brown, we've got a longer segment coming up. It's about 7 minutes left in this one. Please give us this great report, and thanks for sharing your time with us at revival.com.
All right. Well, here's what I felt to do, because without the help of the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to combat what is taking place. I don't care who people are. You could be a politician, a preacher. If you do not have the fire of the Holy Ghost, you will not make it in the hour that's coming. In fact, you might not like what I'm saying, but I'm just telling you, they're going to ship your saddle home. You either get on fire for God or forget about it. This is not the time to play games. So what I felt to do, Alex, rather than go and try to do some big arenas, was just to go to churches and use them like an upper room, one-night meeting, and believe for 100 leaders in each city. I'm going to go to 300 cities in the next 2 years. That's 30,000 leaders to get ignited with a purpose, whether they're business people, politicians, or pastors. And so we started in Stockholm, Sweden. On the first night, from there, well, Stockholm was a great meeting. People came so hungry for God. I met people there that were just, and of course, I gave altar calls every night. People got saved. So you could see I'm using a church, 630 in attendance. That night, 223 people came forward in the altar call to recommit their life to the Lord. And then we mobilized leaders right after that and spoke to them. So 103 ministers and leaders, some of them business leaders. Then we went to Vestfossen, Norway, which that's another thing I'll tell you about. 502, that was an old paper mill, 182 salvations. And that is very historic for what happened in Norway. 104 ministers and leaders mobilized. Then I traveled north to a place called Alta, where the Sami people, they follow the reindeer. It's so remote in the northern part. We only had 132 there, but the tribal people with their beautiful dress, they actually cooked for me. 68 people got saved. They said they're going to visit all their villages. 25 ministers and leaders mobilized there. Went to Helsinki, met with pastors, met with people in the Finnish government that ran for president. 580 in attendance in that meeting, and then gave the altar call. 123 people gave their lives to Christ, and then we spoke to leaders. Right after that, mobilized them, 140 leaders, just giving them a mandate. You've got to shake your nation. Bratislava, 55 churches coming together, 2,200, I think, in attendance. The altar call that night was epic. 2,250 in attendance. They rented that arena themselves. They were so hungry. They said if we had more time, we would have been in a bigger arena. But I said, no, well, let's just use churches. But, Alex, the people are so hungry. People came on buses from everywhere. The altar call that night, as you can see, when I gave the call, was 1,340 people came forward to give their lives to Christ. 270 ministers and leaders, which I got to speak to and talk to them directly. Then we went to Budapest. Unexpected. I'll tell you about it when we finish the clip. There was 12,000 jammed into this place. Alex, this church I actually dedicated 20 years ago. And when the segment finished plays, I'll tell you about this church, what they're doing in Hungary. It's epic. He has 70,000 members. This is a radical church. Radical, radical, radical church.
And this really scares Soros and these other devils.
Yeah, kicked him out of Hungary. They got a newspaper. They got a 24-hour television network, news. We went to Chisinau, Moldova, which is very poor, Alex. They came out of communism. 385 people gave their lives to Christ, 280 ministers. So hungry, so desperate, asking me, what can we do? What can we do? We went on to Sofia, Bulgaria, 805 in attendance. And then when I gave the altar call, you could see what happened. People flooded down to give their lives to Christ, just weeping. 150 ministers and leaders mobilized. Then from there on to Bologna, Italy, which he was a little nervous. He didn't know if anybody would show up. But I've already done meetings in Italy. 460 packed the place, standing room only, 168 salvations. And then we spoke to leaders, 140 leaders. I bring them all front, talk to them, give them a mandate. On to Hanau, Germany, which that was amazing what happened in Germany. The Germans are so hungry. There was standing room only in that building, 558 people there. And then 304 people came in the altar call to give their life to Christ or come back to the Lord. 165 ministers and leaders mobilized there. People are desperate, man. From there to Zurich, Switzerland, which was the biggest crowd that church had ever had in 30 years. And we jammed them in there. Standing room only, 210 people came forward to give their life to Christ or recommit their life. 110 ministers mobilized. Then on to Paris. Paris blew me away. I had a meeting with pastors. They were so hungry for God. Over 1,000 in attendance in Paris. This is in a church. 185 salvations. People just asking us, what can we do to shake France? People desperate for God. Just realize that without God's help, they can't. Their nation's gone. They realize that. And that the only hope. On from there, we went to Amsterdam, Holland, to our church there. We have a church there in the morning. And then the night was a neutral venue, which, again, packed out. People so hungry to see Holland set on fire.
And you had 14,000 at one, and I've seen other videos when you're in the U.S., tens of thousands. The point is, and we'll come back, we'll talk about this, talking to the people, they're aware of globalism, the New World Order, Soros, and you were confirming on the phone to me this weekend, we're texting, how on fire they are and how this just verifies what we're seeing in the news versus we are, there's not really a Christian awakening in Europe or in Eastern Europe or in Russia. And I don't know if you've been to Russia yet, but I talk to people that have and also, read the reports that this is a big Christian revival there.
No doubt. For anybody to not realize that, I'm just telling you, the last meeting we did in Dublin, Ireland, which was just epic. I mean, I was like shocked at what happened in Ireland. And so much so, we're going back, we're going to go. Look at that. That was in the National Boxing Arena. Over 1,000 people there. The altar call was over 600 people and people being mobilized. They want to see Ireland shaken.
Stay right there. We got to go to break. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown just on his back from his mission to Europe. And the key word is mobilize. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. The enemy's operating system is Lucifer. There's no escaping it. You've got to choose a side now, folks. We're fighting Satanist.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood.
Don't Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta.
Everybody knows that I'm pretty sick of the fake Russia investigation, even though I've been in the middle of it. And I try to ignore it, but lately you can't. Because it's been all over the news that the grand jury asked people about me. And I'm not at liberty to get to it yet, but they've tried to set me up. It's unbelievable. But I can tell you before everybody in the world and God, that I have had zero connection to the Russian government or money from Russians or anything. It's all pure bull. And I remember Roger Stone not being able to get a hold of Assange and me getting mad at Assange and saying, why do you not come on our shows, but you go on New York Times' TV show? Are you an idiot? So the claims that Roger got this stuff, or the claims that he did it with Dr. Corsi, I was involved in all of that at the time with Corsi and Stone. Both of them have worked for InfoWars. Stone does right now. And I was squeezing them to get a hold of Assange. Everybody was. It's no crime to try to get WikiLeaks. But the idea that WikiLeaks is Russian, and then by extent we are, is just total baloney. But it doesn't matter, because the new stuff coming out is just insane. Daily Caller, Jerome Corsi says he has defense agreement with Trump, received limited immunity from Mueller. I mean, this stuff, of course, is getting crazy. So I'm going to try to get Roger to pop in later. I was just looking at this, and it makes my head spin. But on to the good news here. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's here. He just went to Europe and had one of the biggest revivals in Europe he's ever had. I want to get the testimonials, what he saw on the ground, what he witnessed visiting 16 cities in all these countries, from Poland or from Ireland everywhere, basically. We'll be talking to him here in just a moment. Please don't forget that I need your prayers, and I don't just count on them. I absolutely need them. They're essential, so please keep praying for InfoWars. I know taking on the globalists, we're going to get demonized. We're going to get attacked. We're going to get lied about. We're going to be a target, because we really have reached billions of people. But at the same time, we also need financial support, and I make it easy to do, because whatever the best products are that people need that help folks and that also help us fund our operation, I sell it. And if you take the Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed stainless steel water filtration system, its leading competitors aren't even as good. They're usually about $300 to $350. They're always a good deal at $249. I know the filters cost them $90-something dollars to make. They ordered too many this year. They want to sell them so they don't have inventory problems and have to pay tax on that. So they're selling them to us at cost. We make $30-something bucks on these. I've never seen anything like this. This deal is beyond the best you'll ever find. Garbage units are $250 by competitors. This is the best, Alexa Pure Pro, InfoWarsStore.com, and it's part of our Cyber Week sale, 50 to 75% off, 50 is the baseline, up to 75% off products, double Patriot points, that's 10%, not 5% of your next order for every dollar you spend, and free shipping store-wide. This is our biggest sell ever, because they're trying to take our payment processors. They did take 5 of 6. We've got some backups now. And they've literally got CNN, which we ran their place, or somebody did, driving around the parking lot stalking me. I've got PIs following me around. I'm not supposed to get into it all, but let's just say it's like a movie. It's fine. I mean, I'll be low on energy, and then somebody messes with me or something, and then I have all this energy. So I don't want to say it's fun, but I'm built for this. And as long as you financially support us and pray for us and spread the articles and the videos, we're going to maintain and continue on as long as God wants us to. So thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. Cyber Week, 50% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Act now. And you notice our Christmas ad has a cross on it. Funny how, I didn't used to do that, but Christianity's under such persecution, and they're taking Christianity out of the Google calendars, the Apple calendars. They're telling children they can't hand out Christmas cards at schools and all these lies. It's totally under assault. So more and more I bring my true relationship, not my religion, but my spirituality is real. God's real. The devil's real. I've experienced it. I know it. I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've seen it. I've seen things I won't even say on air because the media use it against me. Believe me, this is spiritual war. And you step into this, you're going to find out. And like Pastor Brown said, you better have the Holy Ghost. My only issue is that it's about the fire. I kind of over rev like a race car because I'm on fire all the time. And the more I see and the more I know, I just cannot believe other people are falling for this new world order. So Pastor, please continue with not just the big revival, but what the people said, what you heard, why globalism and its satanic system is in so much trouble from your amazing trip. And then everybody also should check out your amazing website, revival.com or killinguncleSamBook.com. Thank you again for joining us.
All right. Let me just say one thing. You know, what What I did there was just go to churches. We've done arenas for years, and all I have from those is pictures. But local churches is where we have to build this engine room to take the city, to take a nation, as the church in Budapest doing. So over the total trip was 23,200 in attendance, 7,860 in the altar call, and 3,800 leaders mobilized. So it doesn't take that many, Alex, to if you can put the fire on just several. But let me say this about what happened with Budapest. And I mean, I got some things I could share with you, but maybe you don't want me to share them on the air, of some supernatural things that actually took place, of how we actually ended up in Budapest, because we went to Bratislava. We were not scheduled to go to Budapest. That was our night off. And through a series of events that really was involving, I know people might not believe it, but involving an angel of the Lord that spoke to the pastor to have me come. I went to that church. These guys are shaking hungry. They have a university. They have a seminary. They have a weekly newspaper. They have a 24-hour news network, which is the third largest in the country. And it is, my jaw dropped open because I was there 20 years ago. They have 70,000 members in the church. And that church, basically, really, when you look at it, they put over 100 people in government. They actually formulated the constitution for Hungary, where that marriage was between a man and a woman. And I spoke to the pastor, and he said, look, he said, he actually doesn't travel. He doesn't go anywhere. He said, I'm just here for Hungary, for the church. And he said, we're going to shake our country. So, I mean, I was so encouraged when I saw that. But then also traveling to the other places, and then also to see the people that love Trump. From Finland to Bratislava, they're wearing MAGA, Make America Great Again hats. France, the pastors in France that said how they appreciate the president. So whatever you see on mainstream media is just total bull.
And that's what I've read. So please speak to this, Pastor. Is that it's Hungary. It was the church that reignited the nationalism that exposed it and that helped now get a good president elected and block the giant Islamic invasion. And now the pastor is saying, we don't have Christianity, we don't have a culture, Christianity is under attack, and now it's spreading all over Europe. And again, that shows the power of that one church. And you're saying you literally, by a divine intervention, got led to that church and this happened.
Yeah, because I wasn't scheduled to go there. We had been there 20 years ago. People said, you want to go back to that church? I said, no. I don't call him. He calls me. So when I was sitting on the front row, Pastor Eric said to me, my right-hand guy, he said, listen, Pastor Shandor just texted his son-in-law and said, would you come to Budapest tomorrow night? And immediately I heard the Lord say, go and strengthen him. So I went there, and then he told me he was praying, and he said he had his eyes closed. And he said he heard a voice say, look up. He looked up, and there was an angel standing to the side. And the angel said, have Rodney Hart Brown come to Budapest tomorrow night. Now, people might not believe this, but that's how I ended up in Budapest on Saturday night, on the only night supposed to be my off night. And let me tell you, it was electrifying. Alex, if I took you there, I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was a five-hour service. That's their regular service. Everything was professional. The television, the lights, the music. It was beyond imagination. My whole team was blown away.
Let's be clear. And now I've read about that church. It came from nowhere. You were there 20 years ago. It's now the detonator for the total defense of Europe. This is incredible. That's right. The resistance to the New World Order is powered by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The enemy hates it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, at 6 after next hour, you're going to get a world explosive with Roger Stone. Is the American Spectator taking him out of context that he believes Trump is not going to run for president, that he's going to pull out the next year and a half? And that's why he's been really defending Pence, saying he likes Pence, he loves Pence. I don't know if that's the case, but Roger hasn't been wrong very many times, but Trump's rhetoric is the opposite, and I think Trump's committed to the fight. I think Roger's wrong. Is this an accurate statement from Roger Stone? He'll be joining us coming up at 6 after. Then at the bottom of the hour, our reporters are back and forth between Tijuana and San Diego. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, one of the most globe-trotting evangelicals, the real deal out there, does a great job as ministry here in the United States, formerly from South Africa. He was getting into the big awakening that he's seen in Europe and the miraculous things that are happening, the fact that he ended up going back to the church in Hungary that they admit helped detonate the whole nationalist awakening that's happening. I talked to a lot of people who work and live in Europe. I know people that are Ukrainian, Polish, you name it. And they tell me that there really is a huge awakening. Have you been to Russia, A, and B, regardless, what are you told about the Christian awakening that we read about there? Is that accurate? Because some of the leftist people say, oh, that's all baloney. Putin's just saying he supports Christianity on the surface, but he's not really a Christian, even though it's admitted that he was baptized secretly when he was a little kid and stuff, and that the church was just underground in the Soviet Union. What's your intel on that, Pastor Brown?
There are millions of believers across Russia and the Ukraine. I mean, I was in the Ukraine two Decembers ago. Phenomenal. Large church. We had 6,000 people in attendance for that night. And he probably runs 15,000 members there. So, and the same is with Russia. All across Russia, even in places like Siberia, which they're begging me to come there. And I'm probably going to be going to Russia in the new year. But so for anybody to say that that's not happening, they don't know what they're talking about. Russia, you know, when the walls came down, that's what happened with the church in Budapest. That church was built underground. That pastor had suffered at the hands of the communists. And here's the thing, too, about Hungary. Was Hungary, if you go back in its history, was invaded by Islam. They killed all the Hungarians. So that's why Hungary has such a adverse reaction towards radical Islam, because they understand what the agenda is.
They have a genetic memory.
So they haven't
memory.
Forgotten their history.
They have a genetic memory.
So they haven't forgotten. Correct. So, you know, and here's the thing. Russia is a victim of the New World Order, as well as all these countries are being played like on a chessboard, and the globalists play with all of them. But the people are precious, Alex. I mean, I meet the Russians that drove in to the meetings in Bratislava, and some that came down to Chisinau, Moldova. They're hungry. They're precious people. And you must understand, I come from South Africa, so we didn't like Russians. You know, we felt the only good Russian was a dead Russian back when I was a kid growing up, because of communism and the whole
thing.
Well,
let's explain. The Russians and the Cubans were funding invasions just north of you.
Correct. And, of course, they wanted to control the sea route, and they wanted, you know, they wanted the diamonds, and they wanted everything that South Africa had. So, I mean, we had Russian AK-47s all over our country, Russian limpet mines being blown up. I mean, the ANC had its start coming out of communist Soviet Russia. So, you know, that's why we were totally adverse against anything to do. They were coming and taking all of our young African men, taking them to Czechoslovakia and Bulgaria, training them to be freedom fighters. So, you know, this is what's so, you know.
Well, let's just say it. The Afrikaners held off the Afrikaners held off the 10-1 big commie invasion. And so you can say as an aficionado about what's happening that Russia is different now.
Totally, totally. And now the Russians have experienced freedom. They don't want to go back under communism. They want freedom. And the freedom that came to Russia really was the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's huge churches all over, from St. Petersburg to Moscow, right up into Siberia, many of the Russian cities, and then all the previous Russian states.
And the reason I know this is true is not just you and not just the evidence up there, but you, Hollywood's given interviews in major leftist papers and said why they hate Russia now, when they loved it. Bernie Sanders would vacation there, you know, on his honeymoon, because you could go piss on Christians, basically, literally. Now that Russia is so Christian and so profanely and bans brainwashing kids about transgenderism and all this stuff that you should do, that's child abuse. That's why the left hates Russia so bad, because Russia's the one that got away.
Correct. But, I mean, you go back, we talk about it in The Killing of Uncle Sam, the book that you talked about earlier, and you see how the Bolshevik Revolution was actually funded out of the United States. Communism was actually funded out of America. Stalin was all of that, you know, the whole thing. People actually don't know the history of what is actually taking place, because the globalists played both sides of the fence. So you can
see, be clear, the American left went in and set with British and set up the Bolsheviks to wipe out the Christians. And they saw the Tsars as weak because they had their own problems. And then now the very same leftists, through Soros and others, the very same crowd, the very same people, are trying to do that here. They're making their leftist Bolshevik move.
Which I was standing in Budapest in that big crowd, you know, a few weeks ago, laughing my head off. Because, yes, Soros trying to mess with Florida, trying to steal the election. Everybody was sending me messages, pray. I said, I'm not praying. We have prayed, and they will not prevail. And, of course, you know the outcome. They didn't prevail. But we were that close to having a communist governor. We were like right on the edge. But I really felt that the Lord wouldn't give us victory. It's the same with Trump. You know, everybody says, oh, this, that, and the other thing. I said, listen, we prayed. God gave America a last-minute reprieve with Trump. And he might not be an angel, but let me tell you, he's a wrecking ball. Even Soros just said it last week. He said Trump has almost destroyed the New World Order. So you can see we actually are winning. They are not winning. They are losing.
He told the New York Times that, and people say, oh, Trump's really New World Order, Alex. Oh, he's one of them. No. All hell has broke loose. They are trying to destroy anyone that supports him. You read the whole Bible or history, God always ends up raising up imperfect people like Trump because he is stubborn like a mule and tough like a lion. And I know for a fact, well, you know him, you prayed with him, that Trump was always pro-Christian. But now he really has felt the Spirit. He says, I've changed. I know this is a spiritual battle. I've had private conversations with him about the energy in churches and how much he loves God and how we need to have religious freedom in America. And I'm like, he's brought this up to me many times, and he's not telling me what I want to hear. Trump gets it. He really gets it.
Yeah, and I believe God is using him as a wrecking ball against the globalist agenda to give America one last chance. Yes, the problem, Alex, many in the church are sleeping. They don't actually, people think this is a Republican and Democrat situation. Fact is, we had the House, we had the Senate, we had everything. What did they do? Nothing. Because the Republican Party, many of them have sold their souls. So, you know, obviously in the midterms, the thing flipped. But that's so that the Republicans can craft a comeback in 2020 and look like winners. The whole thing's a big scam. But nonetheless, President Trump is making huge strides, and if anybody knows actually of what he's actually done and seen the ground that's been gained for the church, for the body of Christ, no other president in the history of America since its founding has done what this president's done.
No president has gone to the pro-life rallies. He did it. No president has said, leave Christians alone. He's done it. No president's moved with legislation to stop persecuting Christians. Trump has been trying to deliver, but like you said, the Republican establishment obstructed him. 40-plus Republicans basically resigned and left because they're bought and paid for. They have thrown everything they can at Trump. Gut level, I think he's going to run for president again. I think he's going to win. I think Roger Stone's wrong.
No, I believe he will win again. And you know what I'm laughing at? Of course, if you look at mainstream media on Twitter, every third tweet is about some loser who says they're going to run for president. Trump will give him a nickname and take him out. I mean, get the bag of popcorn. I mean, really, you're going to watch, look what happened in Brazil. Brazil just had a Trump-style president win. And I met the Brazilians, they were in Europe, and they said, oh, we had great victory in our country. So you could see the same thing happening even in Italy. You could see the same thing happening. It's on the rise. And I know Theresa May is playing around with the whole Brexit thing, but on the ground, on the grassroots level, the British people know we have to get free of this whole thing, because the next thing is to take, if they can take Turkey, bring it into the EU, that will flood England with millions and millions of Turks. That's the end of the UK. Finished. Gone. It's hanging on.
And that's the admitted plan, and they all vote how the Turkish dictator tells them. We'll just do 5 more minutes and talk about how you think the enemy will counterstrike what people can do with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown straight ahead, because this is such an incredible time to be alive. And you can get his book, Killing Uncle Sam, at InfoWarsStore.com or get it at KillingUncleSamBook.com. You may know all about the New World Order, but this is the best condensed history up to the present to read and then donate to the library or your church. You've got to get The Killing of Uncle Sam at InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day.